Wait, Julia, you said Janneke was immune to this disease?
The more I thought about it, the more I couldn't come up with a definitive answer for why she wasn't affected when everyone else on the Golden Dawn had died. The disease mentioned on the tablets is airborne, and if it is the basis of whatever new virus the responsivists have developed, then she still would have breathed some contaminated air even if she was on supplemental oxygen. However, if an ancestor of hers had been exposed to the virus and survived, there's a good chance she has the antibodies coded into her DNA. The fact that she comes from a small town in northern Norway only bolsters our hypothesis.
Can you test for it? Juan asked.
Sure, if I had a sample of the virus.
Cabrillo tried to stifle a yawn. I think we're still missing another piece of the puzzle. Let's assume that the Germans discovered the boat and translated the tablets. They learn about this horrible disease, and it's something they aren't interested in. But their Japanese allies are, so the Germans ship it to Japan, or more precisely, to an island in the Philippines, where Unit 731 is conducting its experiments. We don't know if they managed to perfect it, but we can assume they didn't, since a disease like this has never been mentioned in the history books.
Julia and Eric nodded.
How do we make the jump to the responsivists getting their hands on it? If the Japanese failed 60 years ago, how did Severance and his gang succeed?
We thought about that, Eric admitted, but couldn't come up with any sort of link other than the fact that their founder, Lydell Cooper, was a leading disease researcher. They used the same facility that the Japanese had used during the war, so it's obvious they knew about their work on the virus. We just don't know how.
The next question is, why? Juan said. They use the virus or a derivative to kill everyone aboard the Golden Dawn. What do they plan to do with it now?
He overrode whatever answer Eric was going to give and added,
I know they see overpopulation as the worst crisis facing the planet, but unleashing a virus that kills off humanity, or even a majority of it, would leave the world in such a state of chaos that civilization would never recover. This thing is a doomsday weapon.
What if they don't care? Eric said. What I mean is, what if they want civilization to collapse? I've read up on these people. They're not rational. Nowhere in their literature do they espouse going back to the Dark Ages, but it could be that that's exactly what they want. The end of industrialization and the return to humanity's agrarian roots.
Why attack cruise ships? Juan asked. Why not just release the virus in every major city in the world and be done with it?
Eric made to reply and then closed his mouth. He had no answer. Juan turned to him.
Have you briefed Eddie about all of this?
Sure have, Julia said.
Okay. Ask him to call Overholt and tell him the entire story. At this point, I don't know what he can do, but I want the CIA in the loop. Are Mark and Linda scheduled to report in anytime soon?
Eric said, they didn't bring a satellite phone, so they have to use the Golden Sky's ship-to-shore telephone.
You tell Linda that I want the two of them off that ship, even if they have to steal a lifeboat or jump off the damned rail.
It seemed that Juan had just put his head on his pillow when the phone rang.
Cabrillo.
His tongue was cemented to his mouth, and the weak twilight streaming through the curtains was like the glare of an arc lamp.
Chairman, it's Holly. I think you had better come down to the op center to see this.
What is it?
He swung his legs off the bed, cradling the phone to his ear with his neck and shoulder so he could reach for his prosthesis.
I think we're being hailed on the ELF band.
Isn't that what our Navy uses to talk to submarines?
Not anymore. The two transmitters they operated were dismantled a couple of years ago. Besides, they transmitted on 76 hertz. This is coming in at 115.
What's the source?
Juan tugged on a pair of pants.
We haven't received enough to pinpoint a location, and because of the nature of extremely low-frequency transmission, we may never know.
Okay, you've got my interest. I'll be there in a few minutes.